For the next few minutes, we're going to be reminded why the movie The Sessions received such great acclaim, but also came with disclaimers. It is for mature audiences, as our next segment will be. The Sessions didn't win any Oscars this past weekend, but its star, John Hawkes, won an Independent Spirit Award. They honor independent films for Best Male Lead. 2 years ago, he won for Best Supporting Actor for his role as the sinister meth dealer Teardrop in Winter's Bone. And The Sessions actress Helen Hunt won a Spirit Award as well. In the film, she plays the sex surrogate contacted by John Hawkes' character Mark O'Brien, who's severely disabled by polio, unable to move his arms or legs, forced to spend most of his life in an iron lung. At the age of 38, he decides to lose his virginity.
Your money's on the desk over there.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
That was the wrong way to start off.
It really was. Shall we start again?
Please, you start.
Although the aim is for us to have sex, I'm not a prostitute. You don't have to pay me up front. I have nothing against prostitutes, but there's a difference. We can talk about that later.
I'm sorry.
The Sessions is based on a real story. In a minute, our conversation with John Hawkes. But first, Ben Lewin, who directed the film and wrote the screenplay based on an article that Mark O'Brien wrote for a literary magazine. Like Mark, Ben is a polio survivor, though he walks with the aid of two crutches. During his October visit to Boston, Ben Lewin spoke with Here Now's Emiko Tamagawa, and she asked about his shared history with Mark O'Brien.
I had polio at about the same time that Mark did, and at about the same age, when I was around 6 years old. Initially, this made me feel nervous about being a little bit too personally connected to the story, and I think it took some convincing. It wasn't until I felt that it really was about something bigger, like a universal fear of sex, that I really embraced the project.
Did you find certain parts of your experience with polio sort of coming out in the script, or was it exclusively Mark's story?
It's very hard to separate. I guess at a certain point I didn't worry too much whether I was venting my own feelings, and I, in fact, felt grateful to Mark for providing a vehicle for me to vent as well. During my early years growing up in high school, and so it was pretty brutal. I achieved a pretty high degree of independence as a young man, and I don't think that I could relate my experiences so literally to Mark's, but certainly I felt that we had developed a similar sense of humour, maybe for the same reasons, and that a similar sense of the absurdity of life. So I related to him probably more spiritually than physically.
I had read that you had seriously considered casting a disabled actor in the role of Mark.
After I read his article, I thought initially how marvelous it would be if I could get someone who innately understood his experience. But it just wasn't practical. Anyone as severely disabled as him would have been really too fragile to go through the ordeal of a film production. And I felt that to take someone who was a little bit disabled and to pretend they were severely disabled was a kind of tokenism. And finally, for someone to carry the movie, as John Hawkes had to, they needed a certain amount of experience.
Can you talk a little bit about what John Hawkes brings to the role? Because he is completely committed to the role. You can see it in every frame of the film.
Yeah. Well, initially, when I looked at him in Winter's Bone, I thought, boy, do I want that creepy old guy.
Get out of the truck, Teardrop. I need to talk to you.
I don't think so.
Then about you. You're not in trouble. It's about your brother.
Nope. Tonight I ain't doing a f***ing thing, you say.
The reality is that he is much closer in personality to Mark O'Brien than a lot of the creepy parts that he has played. I mean, he is very wry and witty, very sweet, warm guy. And I think that his own personality was a resource that he could draw on.
The Sessions writer and director Ben Lewin speaking with Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa last October. She also spoke with the film star John Hawkes and began by asking if he felt Mark O'Brien was closer to him than his roles in Winter's Bone or the 2011 film Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, in which he played a spellbinding but dangerous cult leader.
I would say so. I think that those guys were killers. You know, that's not me. And Mark was a poet, and I think of myself as a creative person.
You're playing someone whose body is very contorted, and in fact, you had a ball. And could you talk about how the physical nature of this character?
Sure. There's an amazing documentary, a short film by Jessica Yu that is of Mark's life called Breathing Lessons. And that offered me a very specific look at Mark's body.
I spent almost all my time in the Iron Lung. I could wiggle my fingers and toes a little bit, shoot my mouth, but I can't use my hands to operate the simplest things.
It's mentioned in the script, and certainly it's visible in Jessica's movie, that Mark's spine is horribly curved, and I conceived of and then helped make with the props department a soccer ball-sized piece of foam wrapped in duct tape that I would place on midway under the left side of my back. And then the most difficult thing, once I was sort of contorted into it, the most difficult thing was to maintain that shape with no movement at all. I didn't want to ruin good work, either by myself or the other wonderful actors I was working with, by suddenly, you know, swatting the fly that away from my nose that had landed on it, or trying to move myself into a more comfortable position. That was just out of the question.
How about in between takes? Could you get up and move around in between, or did you want to or not want to?
I tried to remain horizontal as much as I could between takes, and in fact, if I was in the Iron Lung, it was a bit of a process getting me in and out of there. So if I was in the lung and they were changing lights or camera angles, I would often just stay there. And if we were on the gurney, I would choose to just stay there during, you know, between takes and lie quietly. And eventually people would sort of forget that there was a human body there, and they would be lying costumes or drinks or sandwiches or, you know, equipment, you know, either on top of me or next to me on the gurney. So, you know, maybe I got to experience a tiny bit of the invisibility that Mark used to talk about as a disabled person. He always felt the disabled people were somewhat invisible to able-bodied people.
Her perfect pale skin. Her Tudor court face, her strong, fleshy legs drove me to ecstasies of despair. All I wished for were hands that moved, just to touch her. That would have been enough.
Is there something about this particular character, Mark O'Brien, that you'll take with you?
I think so. He's an underdog who just kind of kept punching, and I certainly feel a bit like that myself. We probably all do. But his sense of humor, I've got to his poetry to read the rest of my life. And hopefully this movie just helps me to just see everyone more, to value everyone more. As Mark said, you know, we got to be more than our bodies, because if a mind and a soul isn't enough, if I'm just my body, then I'm screwed, ain't I? And it's true. I've always tried to do this, but this movie helps me go even further toward trying to understand and have respect for everyone I encounter.
The Sessions star John Hawkes speaking with Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa last fall. Hawkes and co-star Helen Hunt won Independent Spirit Awards this past weekend. The film is out on DVD. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.